Without me, Jesus told us, you can do nothing, and we're beginning to see what he meant. To state the obvious, we can't live the Christ life without Christ. We discover that we can't do anything or be anything unless his nature touches our heart first. We can't be good unless his goodness fills us. Kindness and gentleness will elude us unless we're touched by his nature. Everything we are comes from him. 1 Chronicles 29:14. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Exit stage left, the self-made man. We've just seen there is no such thing. We are totally reliant on him for everything. It's how he designed it. It's how he likes it, that we are absolutely powerless without him. Song of Solomon 8:5. Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved? We need to lean on him on every lean inside, because he is a jealous God. He's jealous to be everything to us and for us, because he created us and we belong to him, not as slaves, but freedmen. The old hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, sums it up nicely. Naked, come to thee for dress, helpless, look to thee for grace. A beautiful place of total dependence on him for everything. As his kingdom, his government comes in our lives, this is what will happen. This is what it will look like. We become less and less sure of our own ability and more dependent upon him alone for everything. Less and less confident in ourselves, more and more confident in him. Joy and delight are ours. We discover that we live in his righteousness, partake of his holiness and receive his wisdom. 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Passion again. For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that when we, who did not know righteousness, might become the righteousness of God through our union with him. Our citizenship is in heaven. 1 Corinthians 1:30. For it is not from man that we draw our life, but from God, as we are being joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. And now he is our God-given wisdom, our virtue, our holiness, and our redemption. It's all done. It's finished. Telios. His goal is union with you, that you may know him. And we begin to live in childlike simplicity and wonder. And relax.